Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Get Renewed Grenada. This is an empowerment podcast, guys, and we are so excited. We're coming to you from Renew Beauty and Empowerment Institute, and we want to speak to you about the love of God, His strength, His purpose, and of course, power in movement. And it's very important to us, guys, that we share with you what the Lord has placed upon our hearts. Today, I want to speak to you on the power of worship, the power in movement, and why it is so important for us to really dedicate our lives to God. So, you know, at first, we really want to start off by saying, with God, all things are possible. In Him, we live. In Him, we move. In Him, we have our being. Without Him, we are nothing. Without Him, we will surely fail. And of course, when we speak about His love, when we speak about encounters with Him, we're speaking about, you know, what He did for us on the cross. We're speaking about, you know, a life of surrender. We're speaking about dedication, relentlessly pursuing Him, everything He has done for us, everything that He's going to do for us, His covering, His protection over us. You know, we're speaking about Him shifting seasons in our lives, taking us from one place to another. We're speaking about that, you know, on a daily basis. We're speaking about who He is and what He is for us. And when I speak about a love encounter, I'm really speaking about what Jesus has done for us, His love for us. There are times we go through so many different things in our lives on a daily basis, and you cannot really understand why you're going through this. What's the purpose in this process? Why does it feel so hard? Why does it feel like everybody is against me? Why does it feel like everything is falling apart? Why does it feel as though things are just getting disconnected? But God wants to let you know that you are a purpose-filled person. You are a great person. Do not worry. Do not be afraid. He's going to carry you. He's strengthening your back. He's strengthening your mind. He's protecting you. He's covering you. He's teaching you to look. He's teaching you people. He's training your ears to listen. He wants to bless you. And there are times when things feel uncomfortable. It's because He wants us to get in a position where we can just seek His face more for clarity. Because when things become so uncomfortable, you know, around us, it's like, and no one else can understand us, He wants us to really seek His face so He can bring clarity in the situation. And then you realize that when you get clarity in the situations and you look forward, you realize, oh my God, I now understand that I was getting backbone for this. So I want to encourage you to never give up and keep on pressing. Giving up is not an option. You keep on pressing because there's something that you're going to learn for the generation that's behind you. You see, we had to learn from the older generation certain things. We can't say that we got it all at once. We had to learn some things. It's about adaptation skills. And so we are being processed with strength so we can empower the other generation, and they would have to be processed with strength so that they can understand, so that they can teach the other generation. So do not give up. Your process is birthing your purpose. Just remember that. Remember that the anchor holds and it grips the solid rock. Do not give up. God will never give up on you. He never did and He never will. He wants you to hold on with everything that you've got. Be like an eagle that flies above the storm. That eagle understands agility. It has capacity. And when the storm is coming, it rises above. It flies above that storm so the storm will not affect it. And God is training us so we'll be able to have an eagle's mindset shifting with different momentums so we can rise above the storm. And then you realize that when you rise above the storm, it is not as hard as how it used to be because your mindset is changed. You realize, now I can make it. And you can tell somebody else that you're going to make it too, that it is going to be okay. Hold on. Do not let go. God is with you. Hold on with everything that you've got. Come on, let's face it. When we make dedication for certain things, say, for example, we want to get more healthier. We want to change our eating habits. We persevere. We are determined. We, even if certain food tastes horrible, this is what we do. We make up our mind that, you know what? I got to drink this green juice. even if it doesn't taste good, I'm going to drink it. And we drink the green juice because we know it's flushing our system. But the flushing process may not feel good all the time, but we know that the outcome is going to be amazing. And so in the physical, so in the spirit, so in your emotions. So I'm encouraging you today, whoever is listening on this podcast, do not give up. It's about a renewal process. The renewal process first removes toxins from our bodies, whether it be in our emotions, whether it be in our spirit, whether it be in our flesh. It removes toxicity. That means sometimes you may have to let go of some people that has been speaking negativity in your life. You don't hate them, but you got to say, brother or sister, I'm moving forward. And sometimes you may not even tell them anything, but you just got to detach yourself from parasitic from viruses and from negative emotions and from negative feedback, just to keep your mind in a pure place, so that you can receive the blessings in your life. It's about embracing a true heart of worship before the Lord. And that is what God wants for us. He wants us to embrace a heart of worship. He wants us to embrace a heart of love. He's processing us. He is pruning us. Just like a tree has to be pruned. And then you begin to see the branches begin to spread in a glowing manner. It begins to spread in abundance. We go through the same process. So do not complain, even if you may feel like it. Just know that it's going to be okay. You are going to be okay. And encourage someone today as we encourage you to get renewed. Blessings. Yeah, cut up.